My middle son and I, David, we had a conversation yesterday. I think it was yesterday. This week has been flying by. But I said, David, I had just gotten him in trouble. Right? I don't know what he did to get in trouble. He never gets in trouble. But I said, David, and I got down on my knee, and I said, David, I love you so much, I can't even explain myself. I love you in ways that I don't understand, David. You are such an awesome kid, and I love you so much. Folks, I am a finite human being. Can you imagine how much God, our Father, loves you? Do you think that God wants anything but the best for you? Do you think that God wants you to feel anything but joy in your life? And whenever the world seeps in and you are feeling down and betrayed and all these things, don't you think God is right there with you? Parents, you can have a little bit of understanding of, it doesn't matter whether you adopted or whether they're your biological kids. You know what? You understand, when your kid is going through a tough time, you're going, oh dear God, why can't I just do that for them? Right? God loves you. And I want you to hear that. I want you to go home with that. I want you to go to bed with that. I want you to wake up with that. God loves you so deeply that He went to the cross for you. God fought the battle, fought the war for you. And God won. Let us live like we are victors in the battle. Amen. Let's pray. Gracious God, You are truly awesome. And we thank You so very much for all that You do for us and all that You have done for us. And dear God, today, you know this, but we are just small, little, finite human beings. And we only see the world partially, God, and we just ask that You anoint us in a way to open up our senses for Your presence. We ask that You anoint us, God, in such a way that You awaken us, God, to what You are doing in this world. That You awaken us so that we understand that we are Your children and that You love us and You want the best for us and You want us so bad to understand that and be filled with joy. Dear God, be with us. Help us in our life. Now, today, may You anoint this congregation so that we can go out into this community and spread that love and that grace. In Jesus' holy name, amen. As we've lived through these last several weeks in talking about this teaching series, Have You Ever? There were several people that went through a part of our drama team, and we had video vignettes, I guess they're called, about different issues. And this congregation has been able to hear over the last several weeks the hard times. And we want to show you the victory side of those videos. So it's about 3 minutes long.